Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And it is time now to hit the gridiron for some NFL news and notes. And we have got plenty to discuss. Highlights from the first half of the NFL season, also some of the lowlights, the Dallas Cowboys' Greg Hardy. And we have invited on our show tonight one of the most recognizable names in sports and athletic representation, the great Lee Steinberg, to get his thoughts on a number of topics. Good evening, Lee.
Good evening, Elissa.
It's good to have you back. And here we are. We're at the midpoint of the NFL season, actually just past it. So who has surprised you so far and exceeded expectations? What team do you want to focus on?
Oh, clearly the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
For them to be undefeated at this point in the season is rather incredible. And their win last week was sensational. So you've got a defense that has been somewhat smothering. You have Cam Newton, who statistically would not rank in the top group of quarterbacks, but he runs, he converts third downs with his size. He's got that team fired up and winning, and no one predicted that they would be 8-0 at this point.
What kind of growth have you seen from Cam Newton?
He was the type of quarterback who, in his first year, was pretty effective. But Warren Moon once told me that a rookie quarterback in his first year is essentially doing on an athletic talent. He really hasn't developed field mastery because the safeties and corners move much faster, the pace is faster, the margin of separation between a wide receiver and a defensive back is much narrower. So it just takes a while to garner field command. And this year is a big leap up for him. Statistically, again, it's not earth-shattering, but his leadership, the ability to elevate his play in key situations, and that's what you look for. When the quarterback's thrown two picks, the crowd is booing, his line's looking at him like he must be on drugs.
Right.
Now what does he do? Can he elevate his level of play, compartmentalize, and adopt a quiet mind? And he's done all that.
Well, the Carolina Panthers, 8-0 right now, but also kind of an unlikely team. Talk to me about the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, undefeated. And Andy Dalton, you talk about growth. He's really coming to his own.
So, again, what happens is that as years go on, a veteran quarterback should have better field command, decision-making, judgment. And he's got a sensational receiver core. When you watch someone like Green, he will alter his body position. The pass is not right there, but he just goes up and finds a way to grab it and haul it in, where an average receiver would just run. If the ball's not right in the breadbasket, he keeps running. So they've been able to, again, do it through defense, but their offense is really prolific. Their core running backs has been great. They have a strong tight end, and they clearly are for real.
Okay, the Patriots 8-0, the Bengals, and we've already highlighted the Panthers. So what does your gut tell you? I mean, you've been in this business for many, many years. I mean, what are the projections going forward? Who do you think ultimately, Lee, is going to win it all?
Well, I think the Patriots are obviously the team to beat. They don't have stunning superstars. What they have is a system where they can fit in the different pieces. So they're looking to replace Wes Welker. Well, you know, here's Julian Edelman. Here's Danny Amendola. I mean, they're, and here's the astonishing part of it. Tom Brady is playing better right now than he did 5 years ago. You don't expect someone nearing 40 to continue to excel, but he is far and away the most dominant quarterback in football right now, and he's just not missing on anything. And as long as this keeps up, it's the reason the teams get beat, even though they're superiors. You always have to remember, this is not like electronic football. This is not Madden. Those are real people who have to fire up every single game, and it's difficult to do over a 16-week game schedule over 17 weeks. So they might get beat once, but they're incredibly the team to beat here, and no one else really seems to be quite at their level.
Hey, Lee, talk to me about some of the biggest underachievers. I'm a big Dallas Cowboy fan. 2-6, that is not going to cut it.
No, but when you lose your quarterback, when you lose your star wide receiver, when you lose a whole slew of people, what happens is that the salary cap is designed so an extraordinary amount of money is paid to the key starters. Their backups are not just a minor degree less talented. They're a lot less talented. So when you have those critical injuries, it's very, very difficult to do it. And then they start the season with a running back who's no longer on the team. And for that team to move, they need that humongous offensive line to have a consistent running game, and then that sets up the passing game. But they don't even have their top quarterback at that pick. Other teams that are sort of surprising, the San Diego Chargers.
Right.
You wouldn't have thought would be that bad. And the Detroit Lions.
1-7.
Yeah, who barely won a game. And so the whole system is designed to create parity. But when you get teams that are the outliers, either they consistently win or they're consistently at the bottom, you have to look at the owner, the general manager, the coaching, the system, because the players go round and round.
Okay, the Cowboys, the Chargers, the Lions, they have underachieved. Lee Steinberg with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Lee, what's your view of Seattle?
Seattle is a team that has been so dominant the last couple of years. Their defense has been completely dominant. So I look for them to get it together and do a second half of the season rush. I mean, they're fundamentally sound. They've got the quarterback intact. They've got Beefmo. They've got a defense that's just unbelievable. And so they're a team, I think, that will still challenge for the playoffs. I think they'll go on a long run here of winning.
Lee Steinberg with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And in our next segment, we're going to talk about Dallas Cowboys' Greg Hardy.